Unified police officers say it's been an unusually violent summer. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
UPD, which serves communities in Salt Lake County, investigated 4 homicides in July. UPD Lieutenant Lex Bell says his department usually sees about 10 homicides in a year.
Last year, 2015, we had 10. This year, we've had 10 already.
Bell says that's not counting confrontations with police, such as the one in January that left both a UPD officer and a suspect dead. Incidents involving law enforcement are not included in the homicide count. While official data isn't available and some recent investigations are ongoing, news reports show at least 11 Utahns died as a result of homicide during the month of July. Bell says recently it seems like incidents escalate to violence more quickly.
In the past, I don't think we had as many people willing to go to that level of violence. And frankly, I have no idea why the increase in violence.
But Lieutenant Bell says random killings have been uncommon so far this year, and that most homicides his department has dealt with were gang or drug-related.
Obviously, we're disheartened with this. We don't at all like the trend in the direction that it's going, and there's definitely some work to be done on all fronts to figure out what we can do to deter this or stop it. There's no easy answer. Obviously, if there was one, we would do that immediately.
According to data from the State Bureau of Criminal Identification, police in Utah investigate about 50 homicides statewide every year. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.